Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of May 2016, and this is the 370th Moll Out Loud podcast. It has been a fantastic last day of autumn, and really it's felt like the first day of winter. I woke up this morning and there was a little bit of frost. We don't get very much frost here where I live, but there are sort of areas that I walk past where there is frost on the ground, and certainly the windscreens of cars that I was walking past were frosty, and it was one of those days that follows a frost, absolutely clear and blue and sparkling and my favourite sort of day. I realised about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, that I was coming into my own, and it just happens this time of year. I suddenly feel alive in a way that I don't during the rest of the year. I mean, I feel perfectly fine the rest of the year, but there is an extra level of energy and engagement that begins to happen as winter draws closer. I trust myself more when I'm in this state. I feel I know what I'm doing and I know how to be flexible and still trust that what I want to do will be done. In the other seasons, I find I need to impose structures because I don't feel quite myself and don't feel able to make decisions all the time, I guess. So if there's a structure there, I feel I can stick to it or look at it and follow it. And I'd really love to be able to extend this feeling I have in winter to those other seasons. And one of the things I've been thinking about today is how I really don't or haven't been taking note of seasons in my work time. I mentioned this a bit yesterday, and certainly the having that week off made me realise what my patterns were or got closer to what my natural patterns were. And today I was realising, because it was such a beautiful day, that the places I wanted to work were going to be where the sun was shining. We have quite a warm sun in winter here. It's not like the English winter sun that I remember, which becomes quite pale and lacks heat in the winter. It's more like an alpine sun, which does generate heat when you're in it. And of course, here it's lovely because we don't have to worry about the UV exposure in the winter either. So it's fine to be in the sun where you can find it. So today I've been moving myself around according to where the sun is shining. I've been, I had my breakfast outside and I was doing my qigong outside in the sun, but the shed was a little cold and my front room was warm. So I moved into the front room and then after lunch, the sun was coming into the side rooms, and so I moved there. So I've been trying to make little workspaces in each area so that I can move easily without too much interruption to what I'm doing. I haven't quite managed it in the front room, but this room, which is where I record anyway, I have now just put a big velvet curtain up over the doorway. I don't have a door, and so I've been sort of trapping the sun in this room. So although it's been a cold day, it was about 3 this morning, and I think it reached about 13 during the day, I haven't needed a heater on all day, and that feels good. I might tonight indulge, though. And also, I think, recognizing my energy levels, it also meant that I went out for a walk in the middle of the day, a shorter walk, not the long one, which I did earlier this morning, again, to get a bit of that fantastic sun and air and coolness into my lungs. So I really think this is worth doing, this feeling the seasons and going along with the seasons as they affect me, and then maybe doing that during the winter when I do feel myself, I will be more trusting of how I do it in other times of the year. So that's what I've been thinking about today. What about you? Have you got favourite spots that you use at different times of the year? Have you got different ways of being that you adopt at different times of the year? Whether they're work patterns or areas, places that you live in, or I guess it's not just the season, it's also the particular day, the particular kind of weather. Because I know that when it's overcast in the winter and I have to have a heater on and it doesn't really make any difference where I am, then I'll probably stay in one place. So I do hope that you have found your step, and I hope that you are in your right season. And if you're not, that you can find some way of coming to terms with that season that is a change from the others and makes it distinctive somehow, and so that there's a small pleasure to be derived whatever season there is. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.